Welcome to all of you. We meet again as usual, and today I'll talk about the Dhamma topic on directing oneself on the right course. To direct oneself on the right course is one of the 38 highest blessings of one's life, as taught by the Buddha in the discourse given at Jetavana Monastery in the city of Sarvati. So what does it mean to direct oneself on the right course? For those people who don't have sila or morality, who don't have faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, for those who don't know how to lead their life properly, then these people need to direct themselves on the right course. So here this means those people without faith must develop faith and have it arise within them. For those who have stinginess in their hearts, then they determine to make donations and practice generosity. For those who don't put forth effort and diligence into their Dhamma practice, then they determine to put forth effort and energy in leading one's life with Dhamma and in building goodness. In leading one's lay life properly, one needs to have determination to learn and to study, to read and learn until one can be successful in one's field. You must determine to do your work and duties so that it progresses well. If we are lacking in some aspects of inner goodness, then we need to add and fill that goodness until it's full. And we make sure not to fill up on the things that aren't good in unskillful and unwholesome ways. If we have these tendencies, then we need to improve oneself so that we can go in the right and proper direction. People who practice this way are called wealthy people, that is, they have noble wealth. Their life is not without benefit. So what is the wealth that we call noble wealth? This noble wealth is comprised of sadha, that is, the faith and confidence in the triple gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, having sila or morality. And for sila to be kept, one needs to have hiri, a moral shame, and otapa, a fear of wrongdoing, and also listening often, which we call sutta in Pali, that is, listening, learning, and reading, and chaga, that is, giving up or sacrificing of one's wealth for the benefit of others. All of these types of noble wealth are supported by the quality of wisdom. If we have wisdom, then our faith is supported by wisdom and isn't blind faith. If we have wisdom, then we understand the importance of keeping sila. If we listen to things that lead to delusion, then our mind may become deluded. And so this is why we need wisdom, to listen and to contemplate along with it. And for chaga, that is, when we give up things, we don't do it with delusion. We don't do it because we want to become rich and wealthy. The Buddha taught us to give in order to give up our selfishness and to share things with others so that we can live with others in harmony. We each contribute and share a portion of our things, and in this way, we don't compete and fight with each other. So all this is about setting oneself on the right course. Why do we need to set oneself on the right course? Because every person has love for themselves. Everyone has a self, has an I and a me, an us, our child, our husband, our wife. Everyone knows that this self is the most loved thing of ours. So in this way, then, we need to avoid leading this self to a bad destination. We need to lead this self to a good destination, a place where there is happiness. This is because everyone wants to have happiness. And those people who want real happiness, then they won't do any bad karma or bad actions. It will be hard for them to do those things that are unwholesome and unskillful. This is because they see that unskillful and bad actions will have suffering as a result, so they won't do it. But on the other hand, the person who does unskillful and bad actions regularly, it will be difficult for them to turn around and direct themselves onto the right course. But all of us here, we have a love for oneself, and we will set ourselves on the right course. We need to maintain and look after our minds well, and be ones imbued with wisdom. Since we have love for ourself and we desire happiness, then we need to look after our minds from a young age, through the middle of our life and all the way till old age. Then we will be considered to have success in our life. And the happiness of a householder who aims to have the happiness of wealth, they need to have skill and knowledge in a certain profession. They need to have a desire to learn and grow in knowledge. For a child, they need to determine to study at school. The young children these days, they become addicted to playing games, and doing so, their studies decline. Then they have to determine to stop playing games and reduce it to as little as possible, and to determine to study well. Because when they learn properly, their mind is a good person. And all the things we gain, whether it is wealth, a high position in work, fame, a large following, good associates and friends, they all come from our diligence and effort. And this extends even to the way we maintain and look after our body to have a long life. We need to eat food, exercise, rest, and maintain our minds to have a good temper, all that is conducive to having a long life. It isn't that we just ask for blessings from the monks, that the monks give us blessings so we will have long life. Is it like this? Is this possible? The blessings the monks give us is to boost our self-confidence. But in terms of wisdom, we must set ourselves on the right course. If we are deluded in this, that because we have received blessings from the monks for a long life, then we can do whatever we want. This is someone without wisdom. If we have true wisdom, then we know the monks have given us some self-confidence already, and we need to give ourselves confidence, that is, by setting ourselves on the right course. If we want our body to be strong, then we need to watch what we eat, look at the environment that we live in, to exercise and to maintain a good temper, and to rest enough. Then we can have a long life. Or when we desire to be safe from dangers, then we may want to get blessings from monks so that we can be safe from everything. But we may then drive at 140 to 160 kilometers an hour like this. There was once a person who went to Lumpur Khun, a revered monk in the Korat district in Thailand, who was known for giving blessings. The man asked for Lumpur Khun to protect him from dangers and to keep him safe. Lumpur Khun asked, "How fast do you drive?" The man answered, 120 to 130 kilometers an hour. And Lumpur Khun answered in a very casual and direct manner, "If you're driving at 100 kilometers an hour, I would have gotten off the car already." See, Lumpur Khun himself would have gotten off the car already, because it's dangerous. He didn't want you to put yourself in danger. He wanted for us to have mindfulness and wisdom. And for the monks, we have to set up ourselves rightly by having sense restraint and carefulness in our actions, having patient endurance, being firm in sila or the monastic discipline, and practicing well in the Kawat Patipada, the daily practices and routines of a monk. And the important thing is to have wisdom. And as monks, what are we trying to get? We want to have the coolness in the heart and to have happiness. So we need to work at it. For the inner happiness to arise, we need to build the causes in the present for that happiness. It's not that we have ordained as a monk already and so that is enough. It's not like that. That's a monk on a conventional level. We put the robes on, and that is the Buddha's parami, his spiritual merit that covers us. But that is the monk on the outside. We must build the monk that arises on the inside. So this means that a real monk can't ordain. The ones who ordain aren't true monks. The true monk has to come from practice. Even a layperson, if they practice well and have wisdom, on the outside they may be a layperson, but on the inside they are a monk. They need to have a sense of sacrificing for the benefit of others, being well established in the five moral precepts, and having giving as a normal habit. This is to have directed oneself on the right course, and this leads to the arising of happiness. This is important in the starting out in the right direction. If we haven't set oneself rightly yet, then we need to walk and head in the right direction. That is the right direction with wisdom. And then the results we receive will be good. If we haven't set ourselves in the right course and our actions are bad, then the results we receive won't be good. For us to succeed in life, our upbringing requires many aspects. Some people have a good upbringing, a good family, good father, mother, and relatives, but they don't end up succeeding in life. They decline, they don't become wealthy, they have debt, and they may even have their own families and their own family declines. They may end up divorced, and some people even have no opportunity to progress in life because they have broken the law and may go to jail for different crimes and become outcasts of society. Yet on the other hand, some people may have had a very difficult upbringing, a poor family, their father and mother having problems, and a low education. But some people with these hardships are determined to learn and really try to get out of this difficult situation. They lead their life with wisdom, and they learn well and are diligent and hard-working. This is called their spiritual merits aiding them, and their own family becomes good. They have good children, a loving family, they have wealth, no debt, develop a good reputation in society, are physically healthy, they know how to grow their knowledge, and they work hard and make merit. This is the spiritual merits and wisdom that has been built. So those people that succeed, they have good sila, inner goodness, and perseverance. But those that set themselves up in the wrong direction, they may lose out through indulging in gambling, alcohol, being lazy, and they don't gain success. And there are many of these type of people. So we can't choose anymore where we are born. We can't change our upbringing because we are born already. But if we now set ourselves in the right direction, and we proceed in that direction with effort and using mindfulness and wisdom, having patience and perseverance, then we will succeed in life. Like we may see some successful business people in our country or around the world who also have virtue, honesty, gratitude, a high level of patience, and imbued with mindfulness and wisdom. So what does the parents give to their child? They may give them many things, but a father and mother can't give the Dhamma that will be an excellent thing of ours. They can't give their child samadhi or give them a heart that has happiness. They might be able to give wealth to us, but can they make us look after the wealth well? Is that possible? Here, it's up to us. We must build our hearts to have happiness, and this we must do ourselves. We have received a certain amount of merit and good things from our mother and father, but we ourselves need to make a lot more of this merit and goodness. We need to direct oneself on the right course. We need to have a goal in life, develop the right aspirations. If we set ourselves rightly and correctly, then we will meet with success in life and in this world. Or even if we go to the next world, we will also meet with success. So to set up oneself rightly, we should be imbued with faith, in sacrificing for the benefit of others, and in sila. This is important. We are born already, so don't focus on what's wrong with others and try to find fault with them. Whoever is wrong, then we forgive them. And the ones who have done wrong, they should renew their aspirations and determinations so that they can become excellent individuals. Those that have done wrong in the past, if they establish themselves rightly now, they can be more excellent than those that have criticized them in the past. We can see that there are many people in this world who have received criticism and been put down, but they set themselves up rightly and correctly, and they can succeed. One child who went to study in London was addicted to playing games, and his teachers and friends would criticize him because he was playing too many games and wasn't interested in his studies. But when he developed the determination to study, then he could pass his subjects, and his grades got better and better, till he was able to gain very high grades and receive distinction in his studies. And this was because of his determination and having the right effort. One follower of the Buddha, he was born in a very wealthy family. He had a very easy life since a child and didn't do any work and was just indulging in the external world. One day, a caravan of acrobats came into the city to perform. Watching them, this rich son became infatuated with the daughter of the lead acrobat. But it wasn't just a passing infatuation, because he ended up giving up all his wealth and following the acrobat's caravan to be with her. And this rich son, did he have any skills? He couldn't do anything. His new wife had to support him. They had a baby together, and one day he was doing his usual duty to keep watch over the caravans. Then the wife, who had some duties, was rocking the baby and singing to it, "You are the son of the one who looks after the caravan. You are the son of the cart driver." This was heard by the man, and now he could reflect back that he used to be from a wealthy family, and he had eloped with this girl and now had to receive this type of mocking. He became determined to learn to become an acrobat from his wife's father. He had set his mind now to learn, and because he had a lot of barami he had built up from the past, he could learn well, and he became an expert acrobat. He could go to the top of a long pole and balance up there with just one plank. This shows that he must have had firm samadhi or concentration, and he trained well. Now he had entered the Buddha's net of divine knowledge on who he would teach, and the Buddha saw that this man had the parami to become an arahant, a fully enlightened being. The Buddha, with his loving kindness, came and gave a sermon in front of him, telling him that he is deluded and trying to find happiness here, but isn't it better to go beyond the reach of the defilements? Listening to the Buddha's sermon, his mind gathered together and he attained to becoming an arahant and could float away. That is, he could set himself on the right course. From a past that was a failure and being criticized, he could improve and make a new life, being determined and becoming the best acrobat in that group. He received much praise and could do feats that none of the others could do. And in the end, his spiritual potential became full, and he could attain to becoming an arahant. But those that do wrong and don't correct it and drown just like that and continue like that, then they lose the opportunity to gain the good things from this world and the next world. So to set oneself on the right course is important, especially for those that haven't set oneself up rightly and they've accumulated painful karmic results that comes back from their many past lifetimes. Then this makes the situation even more difficult and is really hard to overcome. So may you be determined to learn about Dhamma. This is called sutta, listening, and have jagga to give up your time to listen to the Dhamma, which requires sacrificing pleasure from sensual enjoyments, and practice generosity by giving up one's wealth. You maintain your sila, having hiri, moral shame, and otapa, fear of wrongdoing, and keep being determined to learn Dhamma with wisdom. So may you all be determined to succeed in your aspirations in this life, which will also be the good causes for your next life. May you all grow in blessings.